Welcome to the VFB podcast, week 15. That's my co-host, Jessica.
What up, what up, what up?
Newman. Unfortunately, she's not the Newmanators, or else she'd be in for some major potential mug action this week, next week. Monday, December 14th.
Monday. Jess. Yeah.
Debo Samuel. I don't know if that name rings a bell. I'm going to guess not.
Yeah, you'd be right.
Wide receiver for the 49ers announced he had a hamstring thing. Okay. Yeah. Debo's on your team. That's part of the premise of this.
Yeah.
Today's date is December 22nd.
Cool.
Yesterday was the 21st. It was a winter solstice, darkest day of the year. Yeah, absolutely. Shortest day, darkest day. But in fact, it wasn't the darkest day of the year because, in fact, that was December 20th, the day before. The day you decided to still, despite his six-day heads-up coach, got a hamstring thing, put him in and make him play elite world-class NFL football.
Here's the deal about that. I get it. I understand that that's not what most coaches would do, Jason. But I believe in my players. I do. And not only that, but I teach them that they can do hard things, you know? So, okay. So his hamstring wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect. I wanted to show him that I believe in him despite his physical abilities.
He said, and don't put me in, coach. I have a terrible hamstring injury. In fact, I'm registering myself officially on NFL registrar out. Got a hamstring issue. Don't put me in, coach. I'm not ready to play. And you did.
There's a reason I'm the coach and he's a player. You know, I know what's best for my boys. I do.
Right. He didn't rise to the occasion. He screamed in pain the whole time. He sat on the grass. He gave you dirty looks. And he got 0 points and you a bid once again.
You know, a bidding. First of all, I still don't think a bidding is a word. I think abiding is the word we're looking for. But I'm not entirely certain.
I try to keep Joe Biden out of the podcast. It's not a political podcast by any means. We have diversifying opinions across the teams. I appreciate if you keep politics out of this podcast.
Gosh, I thought that was a good way to sneak it in. I really thought I was going to get you there.
How many points did you get, Jess? It wasn't your lowest. I'll give you that.
Okay. So it was more than 24. I'm going to go with, what do you think? Maybe 56?
69.
For real? 69?
Yeah. You got a 69.
Of course I did. Of course
and
I did.
That made it all worth it.
Oh, it really did.
So for that, we appreciate you this week. We like a good dirty joke. 69 is an old classic. And I'm going to give that a bidding to you.
Cool, 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 cool.
Games this week.
Cool.
Shut your mouth. Games this week. Ass cracks versus the human trash. Oh, my goodness. Despite an ass cracks lead early Sunday, Trash countered hard with her currently explosive two tidy indie strategy with over 52 points coming from Darren Waller of the Raiders and his co-tidy whitey, Indy Windy, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
Adding to the competitive stink of the human trash were the duo of wide receivers with another 40 points, give or take. Mr. Brandon Ayuk
from the Cowboys.
Ayuk. And Mr. C.D. Lamb. It's a real name. Also from the Cowboys. You C.D. Lamb? Sorry.
You C.D. Lamb? You see it?
You C.D. Lamb? Yeah. Two Cowboys that buckled down and got in there with those tidy whities. Hey, why don't you save a horse, play a cowboy? And she did.
Wow. I bet that felt really good for Becca. You know what would be a really good idea?
To write a cow? To what?
I think we should have her on the pod sometime. Like, I think we should schedule that. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah. It would be a good idea. We're going to, I'm going to get to that. I think it's a good idea.
What do you mean? No, I can set it up if you want. I can like text her and whatever and like do the whole thing. I don't mind. I mean, she's, you know, arguably like way more my friend than yours.
Why don't we just give her a ring? Why don't we just give her a ring real quick? Hang on. Ring, 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 ring. Gosh, she's not picking up.
That was your voice.
Okay, look, she was up really early this morning. she was like, hey, I put a bunch of stank on the game this week and won. And I was like, hey, congrats. By the way, do you have a sec?
Where is this going? Where is this going right now, Jason?
I did an interview with her.
I'm sorry. What?
I texted you. If you look at your text, you'll see it's 5:30 in the morning or so. So, hey, are you up? I was like, you up? Question mark. And then you weren't up. And so I was like, all right, I'm just going to go with Farm Girl Beck, who was up, and just do an interview.
Wow.
Went better than normal because I didn't have all these, like, ooh, like in the middle. But I will add those in probably just for nostalgia.
Moving on.
All right. All this despite, Beck's performance. I'm so kind of thrown off here now. But Beck did all this great work despite a 2-point performance from Beck's QB, Derek Carr, of the Raiders.
Oh, you would know, wouldn't you? You would know.
Yeah, I have notes.
Okay. Sounds good. Cool.
But at least Darren Waller made it for his lack of effort. Anyway, ass cracks. Yeah, it's going to be one of the last times I'm saying that this year, and it was bad.
I'm going to miss that.
Ass cracks played well for a B team to pee on. The only thing A team about ass cracks this week was Derrick Henry, Titans running back, with over 25 points. But otherwise, she didn't produce it in any other spots. Late Sunday, she was sitting on a 17% chance of taking the win. Little man Tyler Boyd, wide receivers for the Bengals, tried to salvage the mess on Monday Night Football with absolutely no success. He would have needed a cut under 19 points to do so. A tall order for Boyd on his 12 projected points. But what he did was, drum roll please, did a little do, 0.0 points.
Wow.
0.0 points, and that was not an abidement. Boyd leapt up to grab a ball, apparently, in the game. And instead of grabbing that ball, he got himself a concussion.
Wow.
That does not work out to great football or any kind of points. He will not be backs next week.
You know, I would like to bring in, if you don't mind, I would like to bring in a quick political analyst. Sorry, I'm really trying to sneak that in.
Really trying to get you to not bring in political at all.
A quick, I'm just recording in my Biden shirt, so you know what it is.
Reach across the aisle. Reach around the aisle.
I'd like to bring in my sports analyst. Quentin, could you come here for a second? I've got a sports analyst question for you. I've got a number crunch I'd like you to do. Come here. I did tell you to be quiet earlier, but now I need you. So Uncle Jason was just telling me that a player got 0 points. So if a player got 0 points and other players got, say, 10 points, who did better?
The other ones didn't do better.
The other ones. So what you're telling me is that 0 is not a big number?
Yeah, 0 is less than 10.
What? That was such a slam on the cracks. Wow. I can't even say the full name now because we got a youngin' on.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Our pod. Quentin, it's Uncle Jason. What's going on?
Oh, Jason still wants to talk to you. Do you want to come back?
No, I want to do something real quick, then I'll be right back.
Did you hear that?
He's going to do something real quick, and then he'll be right back. All right. Whenever he comes back, just let him know. Let me know. Let me know.
Okay.
I'll interrupt my flow, and then, that won't be anything out of the norm, because that's what you do every single podcast. But Quentin
slam.
I just want to ask him a quick question.
Well, I'll let you know. He's building a Lego castle right now, so he's kind of involved in something.
All right. So Alyssa didn't win. She's going to be playing third for third place. Not against you, because you bid, so you'll be playing for fifth or a sixth at place. Speaking of which, Joe!
Schmo!
114-point Joey Schmoey. Oh, as great of a guest as he was, and as confident as he came across, he's going to be playing Alyssa for third place next week.
Eek.
Mainly because of two reasons. Raj's dynamic duo this week, his powerhouse QB Kyler Murray, and his trusty sidekick, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, grabbed him a combined 63 points this week. And a good enough for the dynamic duo medal, actually. So he's got another medal on the books. Raj also pulls in third place most points this week at 125, which, by the way, puts Raj at 11 medals here. This is pretty crazy. So that's the most in the league. More on that later. The Joe side problem was this. About 20% of his roster was A team this week. You know,
that's low for him.
Yeah, and he's in the A team bracket, so that's not going to cut it. Rhythm section was okay at 18 points from Young Ho Koo, kicker of the Falcons, and Cleveland D, but the gas was not there for the rest of the single digi boys, mixed with some double digi B team performances from the rest. Listen up. Joe, I'm listening, and you're listening, and now you're listening for sure. Dude Abides, trophy did go to Joey Schmoey 1 week, and he's in the medals race. He's very close, neck and neck with Alyssa and the Ass Cracks. Joe and Roger are those top three currently at eight medals, and then Roger up there at 11 medals. We got 11 medals left to get here for week 16, and these guys are pretty much neck and neck. Joe has one negative medal, which is a bad medal, which you asked about many weeks, and that was actually has two. One was from Dude Abiding. Joe Dude Abide. I don't know if you realize this.
That's incredible. Like, he wanted to join those of us having fun a bidding.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing dishes in the background. I don't appreciate it. Focus, thanks. He was on a bye week in week 10. Not he, but Young Ho. He has a Young Ho. He is. That's not what I meant. she's a wonderful lady, wonderful woman. We met her on the podcast last week. He left him in, and it said specifically, I'm on bye week. I'm a Young Ho. My name is Young Ho. I'm on bye week. Please don't put me in. And Joe said, well, I'm going to put you in. And then he got a Dude Abide. Also lost that week. So yeah, if it comes down to it, he loses out on that physical medal that we're going to award at the end of the season. It's his own fault. He shouldn't have a bid. Will he be back is my big question. I don't know. He said TBD. Last time. Beck may have answered it in the recording that you were not a part of.
She did.
Which we'll play later. She thinks she knows. She thinks she talked to him. I think her timeline's a little off, but we will see.
Wow.
Just wanted to bring up again that you were not a part of the recording.
Yeah, that's about right.
So now I got to speak from the heart here. The Noom, which is the Noominators, basically, he won. Okay. Jamie and the Noominators won. But okay. Late Sunday night, the tables turned to the Warriors, which is why I was like, whoa, these guys are coming back. They were showing some true B-team perf, which, you know, they were in the B-team brack. So if you're doing B-team in the B-team, that's what you're supposed to do.
Pretty appropriate, yeah.
That's how you do it. Yeah, it's how you do it. It's they had 15-point, 15-point, 17-point, 18-point, 17-point. And as you know from previous pod, I say up to 25-point. As long as you're above 12, 15 points, you got B-team perf there.
Yeah.
He had that across all his core players in the suite. In his suite. So P&J, Pam and J, mom and dad. Then they had Juju Schuster.
Juju Schuster?
Yeah. More specifically, Juju Smith-Schuster. It's a hyphenate name. He probably didn't want to take his husband's name. That's guessing what happened.
Fair.
Yeah, he hadn't played yet. That was Monday Night Football. He was like, I'm going in. Monday Night Football.
When I take a glass of
back room
thing, it's small. Like,
hey, Quentin. Small, like, hey, buddy.
Okay.
We're doing a podcast.
Hold on. Okay. Wait. Eliza, he just said my breakfast smelled like poop.
Okay, elf on the shelf, buddy.
Nice, huh? All right, I'll be back. I'll be there in a minute, Q. My breakfast does not smell like poop. It smells really good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is going to be hard to come back from, but I'm a professional. The Road Warriors had a good rhythm section. 15 points from Augustowski, best kicker in the league of the Titans, and the Arizona D's Walnuts.
Big D's.
That was all B-team juice. Juice from the Walnuts. He even, before the Juju got a going, Road Warriors almost had it locked up. And I was like, hey, oof. Oh, got a 70% chance of winning here. And then Juju comes in. Juju says, he's like, oh, you know, what's this guy doing? You know, like his QB, like Mark's QB, Matt Ryan. He was like, "Ooh, I got 27 points," you know. And then his running back, Dalvin Cook, was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get like 27 points too," and that's cute and stuff. And then the rest of the team was kind of like, "Oh, hey, you know, we're gonna do like you guys," but to be honest, you guys kind of clipped the glory here. We're not trying to be about that. Here's 2 points for my side, and then San Francisco D was like, here's another one. So that's, you know, literally another one.
Wow.
3 points totes, yeah. I'll just leave that, this right here for you. And then they were like, oh, what are we going to do with that? Anyways, the A-teamers were like, seriously? And this is all on the marksman side, right? So Road Warriors had it hooked up by the end of Sunday.
This is quite the saga. I'm into it.
Anyway, it all amounted to 116 points in the end. When you're playing, in which is pretty good, you know.
When you're
a B team bracker, that's pretty good.
No shame in that game.
And I think we have to remember, there's no A team in team, so keep that logic in mind.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Solid.
Anyways, long story short, as the Road Warriors likes to often say, they were down by just less than 10 points. And Juju was like, hey, oh, I got lots of projected points coming at you, and I'm ready to go. I've only gotten less than 10 points a few games in this season. They were looking good, locked in before Monday. Smelling that coffee for sure. But then Juju Bean Smithy Schuster, I'm going to let you guess how many points that he got this week, Jess.
Gosh.
You don't look at anything. I'll let you guess.
Yeah.
It's not 69.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. He needed less than 10, and he didn't win.
Oh, he didn't win?
The Road Warriors didn't win.
Juju Bean got 4 points.
2.5 points.
Oh! Juju.
Juju suffered a massive hit on a crossing route in Monday night's game, and just really never got back and made amends for that error. So, Wichita Numinators, you're going to the B-Team Championship. With our friend Maggie Maxman.
Yeah. Did you want like a reaction to that?
I would like a reaction every time I do a pause.
Oh. Well,
Marksman face. That was not a pause. That was a continuation. Marksman versus Confused Screaming this week. He's going to the B team brack. I'm gonna make this a much shorter story because it was much less interesting. So Sean, the dude-abiding citizen, must have had his ears open last pod, Jess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did not abide.
Wow. He felt called out.
Yep, you're eating. That's disgusting. In fact, he rebid himself. Eating poop. He rebid himself into the B-team bracket.
Whoa.
And he set his roster. I'll let you finish that. But he did have a final exam, so you know. So he finished, I guess, and he was like, oh, let me turn this thing on. And said, whoa, I'm not doing too well. Then he set his roster. He set his roster and had Mark up against the ropes for much of the game on Sunday, many of the games. He hits Mark with almost 30 points from Lamar Jackson, QB from the Ravens. Left hook from Josh Jacobs, running back for the Raiders. Another 20p from him, and a proper spank from tight end Mark Andrews of the Ravens.
Tight end with another spanking.
Exactly. With another 18 or so. And then he had a nice rhythm section. I got to say, 16 points, 115 points in all. Not bad, Confused Screaming, for abiding the entire season for the most part. So anyway, Mark is like, hey, look, Melvin Jones, you know, oh, look, 27 points, bang. Deshaun Watson, 23 points, bang. David Johnson, bang, bang, 24 points, bang, triple boom. And that was it. The next morning, we all woke up, and Confused Screaming was on the ground, very purposely screaming. And lost his game.
Ouch.
Yeah, absolutely. Jess, our games we got going on next week. We got Human Trash versus the Redskins. A-Team Championship. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. The A-Team.
Wow.
And I would like to play that recording for you right now, if you'd like. The Becca interview. Coveted Becca interview that you slept through.
It's going to hurt, but I'm ready to hear it.
All right. Let's take a quick break for that interview, and let's give her, just for old time's sake, why don't we give her a real ring?
Okay.
And...
What up?
Who is this?
This is the current winner of the next, hold on. It's like 5 a.m. I got to think about how I want to introduce myself.
Take your time. I don't want you to rush it. Well, I appreciate you dialing in at 5 a.m, or I guess I dialed you. I'll put in that little ringtone post.
That's true. Edit. That happened.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry for waking you up. I assume I did.
You did not wake me up, actually. My bladder woke me up at 4:50.
Yikes. I hope you got that taken care of.
And, I did. It's true.
I wanted to talk about your game a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Fantastic game. I think you had it pretty much locked up Sunday night as I was following the cracks. I'm going to say it, the ass cracks. hope that's okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say it because my mom might listen and that wouldn't go over well. But
right,
yeah,
you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it by any means.
No, bad word.
Joey already cleared himself. He came across like an angel on the podcast. So I'm sure your mom heard that. And now you're refusing to say ass crack. So you guys are on the right page. Mark, on the other hand, I don't know if you heard his comedy segment at the end of the last podcast, but that was just, it was disgusting. And I don't want to hear anything like that again.
I mean, I have no excuses for him. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what happened with him.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, ugh.
Right. I apologize about that. You know, I didn't, he kind of caught me off guard at the end there. Anyways, you had, the Aspects had about 17% chance to win Sunday night. So it's still, you know, still had something going on there. Mr. Tyler Boyd, wide receiver for the Cracks. You know, he was the one that was going to save the Cracks. He leapt up, tried to grab that ball. And instead of grabbing that ball, he grabbed himself a concussion. So, thereby handing the win to you, fair and square. You know, your quarterback got 2 points. So I thought you were in trouble there. Are you going to put him in?
Too.
You got Benny Roethlisberger. He only got 6 points. But who are you going to play in the championship against the Redskins?
I don't know, because I've been playing Roethlisberger. He hadn't let me down. And then I don't know why, but I changed him because why would you fix something that's not broken?
Yeah. And I think it's, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't neglect your country roots by correcting the grammar just because you studied it.
Did I? Do I do that for a living? I don't know.
I think so. Every email I send out, you like to say stuff about like, oh, you know. That hurt to read. There's so many grammar mistakes and typos. So,
I'm kind of a Nazi. Yeah. It's true when it comes to grammar.
Oh, grammar
Just
Nazi.
Just ask my students. Just ask my students. I'm kind of a jerk about it.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having a Nazi as a teacher. it might be interesting. I do want to talk about your two tight end strategy, which has paid off huge dividends this year.
Yeah,
Mr. Darren Waller. Tight end of the Las Vegas Raiders. I can't even say that because it's such a weird title. Las Vegas Raiders doesn't roll off the tongue. And of course, Mr. Travis Kelce, the long appointed Kansas City Chief tight end. You have two tight ends. Do you spank them hard to get them going? How does that work? It's paying off for you this year.
I mean, they're self motivators. I don't have to do much. I just kind of put them in and let them do their thing, and it has been working out pretty well.
52 points, almost 53 points from them. You know, I'm going to suggest that you go ahead and put those both in again for the championship. Where you're playing the Redskins.
I sent them a nice little meme, and it was good.
And how did they react to that?
They haven't yet. I'm not sure he is awake. He might be now, but at the time, I'm not sure he cared.
Gotcha. Yeah, his quarterback Kyler Murray has been dropping big game. Over 30 points. It's very very much a team performance, and of course DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Cardinals. So you're gonna have to watch out for those guys. He only got 125 points, so you know you had 131. You would have beat him this week. You're one step closer to that beer mug.
Yeah. True.
If you get the beer mug, Are you gonna kind of put on an apron and put fill it up for Corey as well, or are you gonna actually use it for yourself?
I'm gonna fill it with a big old tall Dr. Pepper, and I'm gonna drink it like there is no tomorrow. It's gonna be the sweetest tasting Dr. Pepper I've ever had.
Dr. Pepper is one of my favorite drinks. Maybe my favorite drink. He used to make fun of Roger all the time about Coca-Cola just because I wanted to get his goat, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, try to say, oh, like Pepsi, but obviously Coke is better. I got to admit it. Now on the podcast, I'm going to admit it right here, Roger. Coke is better.
Coke is better.
20 years ago, last we spoke about this, I said Pepsi. I'm gonna say Coke. And Dr. Pepper is, of course, by far even the better, best.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. When it comes out of Grandma's garage, oh, nothing better than that cold, diesel-smelling Dr. Pepper straight into my mouth.
Yes, that's how I like it too.
Whew. Now, are you in the bathroom right now?
No, I was just pouring Corey's coffee.
Oh, okay. I want to give you an opportunity to say just something really, really nasty and offensive to the Carlin Redskins coming up into next week. And I'll go ahead and let you have the floor.
I can't get too violent or vulgar or malicious because, I mean, that's my dad. I wouldn't be here without him. And he helps us a lot. Like he gave up his weekend like 2 weeks ago to help us tear down a barn. So, I mean, I don't want to burn any bridges. And I've also learned that if I do a lot of smack talking and then I lose, yep. Like I don't want to eat that crow. So I'm probably just gonna be civil and tell him that, like, may the best man win. And if the best man doesn't win, it was a nice competition, and better luck next time. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's no fun, is it? Know, that's lame.
I want to reiterate here. You are the first female in the VFB championship in all of history. So that, I mean, you're breaking the glass ceiling right now. Roger, your dad, is holding the glass ceiling over your head. Mm. And he's like, you know, oh, come on over this. You're about to be my daughter, but men are still superior, so I'm going to win and that kind of stuff. So he did say that to me. Oh. I don't know if he said it
to
you.
Oh, he did not. That did not happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I gotta say right now on the podcast, I'm rooting for you.
Oh, cool.
I want to see the cool storyline. I don't know if you heard the last podcast, but I want you to be able to tell your students, like, oh, you know, even if I do drink Dr. Pepper, you could lie to them and say, I drink beer out of this, you know, and my name is the human trash. And then you just give a pause and just watch their faces.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to think. Yeah, that would blow their little Morrisville minds. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Morrisville. I like that.
Morrisville. Yeah. Okay. Didn't you go to school there like for a minute?
I did.
Yeah.
I did go there. I forget my teacher's name, but
she's probably long gone.
She's probably, yeah, unfortunately, she was quite old back then.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you were quite young back then. You may have not been alive.
I don't think so, because I think you're 6 years older than me. And unless you were an old kindergartner or preschool. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what years you went
there. I was in third grade.
Oh, third grade. Oh, yeah, I would have been alive.
That was, for me, that was 8 years old.
Mm.
the meme that you sent Roger, why don't you, that could be your trash talk. Could you just read that out to me real quick?
Well, I was actually just bragging on the fact that I had won my last game. I didn't actually like send him. It's Terry Bradshaw, and he's pointing at a guy and he says, I'm a winner. And then I said, see you in the ship.
In the ship, like championship.
Yeah, that's what all the cool kids are calling.
Oh, that's
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, could you say that? Could you say, okay, here's what I want you to say. Kind of with kind of like a gruff voice. I'm a winner. See you in the ship, Badgers. I mean,
Redskins.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Redskins. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I'm a winner. See you in the ship, Redskins. Yeah.
I know you're making lunch there for your hubby hubs. But
I'm done with that. It's all good.
Just a couple of bologna slices and in between some bread, or what's going on there?
He's getting some smoked sausage leftovers. Oof. Oh no, but he's in trouble. He didn't bring his keys in last night, so now I got to go outside the side of the truck, and it's freaking cold.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So you start his truck.
Yeah, he's kind of spoiled.
Let it run.
He's kind of spoiled.
Let it get all nice and warm. Do you scrape the ice as well?
I mean, if it needs to happen, I've been known to do that a time or two. It's not my first choice, but I get a park in the garage, so it's kind of a trade-off.
Okay. That's, doing his whole morning routine, and you get a park in the garage. It's nice. What's your next step today, aside from catering to your hubby?
Well, I think I'm going to go back to bed. Might not fall asleep, but definitely going to lay in there where it's nice and warm. I'm going to clean some house later. That's about it. I'm on Christmas break, so I plan on enjoying that to the fullest. I should grade some essays, but I'm just not really feeling it right now.
I wouldn't do it. You got Christmas coming up. It's against Jesus to grade papers near or on his birthday.
Oh, good to know. So, speaking of birthday, can I give a birthday shout out?
No.
But it's Joey's birthday. He's 20 today. That's a big deal.
I didn't know that.
Sweet.
He told me, I'll let you do it. I'll let you do the shout out. He told me he doesn't like people acknowledging him. Actually, he said he doesn't like to acknowledge when people acknowledge him, but I'm going to go ahead and do the shout out and then I'll acknowledge on top of that.
Okay. So happy birthday to Joey. It was like 20 years ago right now that my parents were taking me and Mark to grandma's house, and we were going to sit and wait until she was close to having the baby, and then grandma was going to take us because she swore she could be to the hospital in 3 minutes. That's not true. She couldn't get out of her driveway in 3 minutes, but we made it, and he was born at 12:02, so we're about, what, five and a half hours from his birth, but it was a good day.
5.5 hours coming up. I'm going to say I was born at 12:02.
No kidding.
Maybe 12:27. I don't know.
I was born at 12:28. Weird.
Well, hold on now. California time. So don't even start thinking we're the same. Like, Both central time. Jason and I, commissioned me. Have the same, like, we're blood or something. Which is not the truth. Not the case.
I mean, we are, but okay.
Well, kind of like around a couple corners and, I'm not even sure that Roger, I think, actually has been proven. There was at one point, my mom called him out for being an alien. He had some green skin coming through on his arm. And he said, oh, what's this, marker? And she said, no, it's because your skin's rubbing off. You're an alien. And then he cried like a little baby. So,
wow.
I'm hoping you make him cry next week.
That was rude of her to make him cry.
Rude or true or I don't know. Like, I didn't know all the facts.
Did you know they recently found out we're Asian American? Did you know you're Asian?
According to 23andMe?
I don't know. Grandma and Grandpa have been talking about it the last two times I've seen them. It's a new discovery. The people that do the genealogy, I don't know. So if you really love hibachi, there's your reason.
We're Asian. Hibachi.
Yeah.
That's the first? Yeah, definitely the first time I've heard it pronounced like that.
How do you say it?
I guess not hibachi, but hibachi. You know, just like
hibachi. Hibachi? Oh, yeah.
Like hibachi, like that.
Oh well, we've always said hibachi. Now
the reason I can say it I'm so
embarrassed.
Well, and the reason you should have been able to say it so well is because of your discovery that we are Asian American. and I'm excited about that. I'm going to start pronouncing everything like that.
Yes. Is that why you're into karate? Is that why so many people in our family are into karate because of that? That Asian bloodline?
Yeah, I think that is part of the reason. It's so important to defend yourself if you are an Asian American because of the persecution that we suffer.
Can you hear Corey? He's concerned that it's 5:30 in the morning and I'm talking on the phone to somebody.
Oh, can we get an angry Corey on the podcast right now?
I don't think my mom could listen if he said what he was truly feeling right now. He asked if it was my boyfriend, and he thinks it's a little rude. I didn't wait till he was gone before I called him.
Yeah, well, I would be jealous too if you were cracking up this much at 5 in the morning with with a boyfriend. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. It's Jason. This is I won last night. I beat Alyssa. Her QB got a QB? No, I don't know what position he was. He got a concussion, and I won.
Wide receiver.
Well, I have to play dad for the ultimate championship. Yeah, you got that, Chandler. Corey, you can't say stuff like that.
It's not coming through clear. If you could, you know, speak into the.
No, that's okay. He said, "As long as I'm one step closer to winning, that's all that matters."
Oh, because that's all he said.
I think he's tired of me obsessively watching fantasy football every like Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. But yeah, I'm sitting in the dark, we were in the bathroom, staring out the window. Oh, I couldn't be in the bathroom. Like, I had to. We only have one bathroom in our house, so I had to hurry up and be in and out before Corey woke up. So, yeah, it's a rough life having one bathroom.
Would you say Corey wears the pants or the overalls?
I mean, he wears them, but I pick them out.
You pick them out.
Okay. I mean, literally, like, I lay out his clothes every morning because I'm an awesome wife.
So you lay his pants out for him. That's how much he wears the pants that you wait.
I mean, it's a work uniform. He doesn't really have a choice. He has to wear them or they get a little ticky.
I feel like you're changing the subjects here. I was kind of focusing on the fact that you know, you're saying, oh, I pick them out. Corey wears them, but I pick them out. But then again, what you're actually doing is something that contributes to him wearing the pants.
I mean, I would. We've actually recently had this discussion. Corey and I have a very old school,
open relationship. No,
well, I don't. Oh. I mean, whatever. I'm pretty confident that we're gonna go the distance on account of I just put my name on a 30-year note to buy his grandpa's farm. And I think he knows if he does me wrong, I'll do him dirty in the divorce. So, he doesn't want to lose his grandpa's land. So, I'm pretty confident that at least for the next 30 years, we're in a good spot. But no, we have a very.
You know that song that goes, first 30 years I was a drinking. Next 30 years, a little less alcohol.
Are you talking about the Tim McGraw song about in my next 30 years? Is that he's gonna drink little less beer and a little more lemonade something like that.
A little less beer, I'm gonna get my daughter a little more butterfly kisses.
Yeah, I don't think kind of that's the version I heard, but yeah.
Your version is basically, oh, I'm gonna do my husband dirty and I'm gonna buy his grandpa's farm. Kind of lyric. Well, he sounds like a hardworking man.
Like so hardworking. We're getting deep.
Yeah.
We're getting deep at 5:30 in the morning.
We're getting real deep. For me, I got coming up on 1 o'clock here, so I just had a couple of meals since I got up.
Did you get to see the Christmas star last night? Was that a thing where you live? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
We've got a few stars here.
It was Jupiter and Saturn. It was actually not stars, but planets. It hadn't surfaced since like 1244. AC 1244 AC.
1244 AC.
After Christ.
Yeah. After Christ. After Christ.
I think death. That's what that means. I never understood the eras.
So I guess it'd be ACD or ACDC. After ACDC, it might be what you're referring to.
Could have been.
Yeah. I do want to address one thing. Mark.
I've had the pleasure a time or two.
So I just want to read you something he sent me last night. late last night. Comes through from Mark. Does Alyssa still have a chance at all with this loss? Is he on another planet? Does he not understand how, elimination brackets work or what's going on there? Did he get a concussion?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that they were wanting her to come in, like, the new guy and, like, sweep and just take it all. And honestly, mm-hmm. like, it was looking like that was going to be the case. Because on, was it Sunday, we had Christmas at Grandma's. And me and Dad and Joe were all sitting around. And, like, me and Dad were legit nervous that we were both, like, going to lose. And we were like, we're done after today. And we were like, it's going to be Joey versus Alyssa. And we were both pretty bummed about it. But then, like, the tables turned. Like,
I thought the same thing. Here we are.
Can we get space? Can we get a guest speaker on the
Tinsley?
You definitely can. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
hair tight.
Your hair tie is out. Ugh, so
cool. Wow, Tinsley sounds a lot. I was saying last podcast, which you're going to listen to. You mentioned Joey sounds a lot like Roger when he talks through his jokes. Tinsley sounds a lot like Roger when he's going to be crying like a little baby when he loses next week.
I mean, you said it, not me.
So, I did say it. Oh, there he is again. Oh, it's okay, bud. It's just a lot. You're going to be back next year.
There's this thing called mom brain.
That explains her being a little nervous to talk to me.
To be fair, we've taught her to totally avoid creepy older dudes. So, I mean, at least she's mm-hmm. taken that to heart.
I am the oldest grandkid, so I appreciate that compliment. What are your kiddies' names? George?
What is it?
George and Samantha, I would assume.
You want to talk? What is it? What's your cat's names?
Lily and Norman.
Nelly and Narwin.
Try again.
Nelly and Judy.
Okay. Nelly and Norman.
Nelly and Norman.
Nelly and Norman.
Nelly and Norman. I did it. I did it. Congratulations, Jason. And what colors are they? Blue is one for sure, and the other one's pink. Red and orange.
Black. And white.
And white. Oh, I did it. I did it again. Man, I'm so good with kids.
She just walked away and she sounded like she'd been possessed by a demon. I'm not really sure what's happening right now. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Because I'm a cool mom. So she's free to roam. She knows what fences she can't go past. I've only lost her once since we've been out here. When she sleepwalks, she likes to tell me that the coyotes woke her up. That's why she's awake. She's gonna do great things or end up in prison. I'm not sure which. It could go either way. It could easily.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you have an evil child, parents do like to make excuses. I'm glad that you're being honest about it. Like, maybe she's gonna be in prison. Maybe she's gonna be, you know, doing things that aren't good for society. Jessica was one of those you know, she would just be like, scream, I want some gum, you know, like make my life my parents' life difficult, right? My dad once said when it was a hot July day when I was born, and it was those dark and stormy night when Jessica was born, and you know, they tried to say, oh, she's strong-willed. We'll take the abuse now so that she'll be successful in life later. Well, obviously, all of us see her now. She's definitely not the kind of person that we say, oh, look at that strong young female. It's more like, look at that total,
I mean,
you know.
I mean, I'm not going to say that.
It didn't help her, that's what I'm trying to say.
I get, like, Tinsley might be an only child because I'm just not sure I can risk another one, because I don't know. She's a heathen. I love her, don't get me wrong. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, but oh boy, there's days that I'm like, what are you? But we were trying to have a nice dinner the other night, and she was like bouncing off the walls, and that was awkward, but And last night she was saying her bedtime prayers, mm-hmm. and she asked three times for. Ridiculous. Stupid. I just need to know that she's not getting mistreated and that she gets some food every now and then. And like, at least,
need to eat, right?
Like, my kid takes care of her own poop. Like, but I feel like we have totally digressed.
You, so what is Tinsley, what year are you going to allow her to join the BFB?
Well, you know,
last questions here.
I hadn't really thought about it, but she's pretty good. I don't see why she couldn't join next year and be like, because Joey's out, so maybe she could take over Joey's team.
Well, okay, you're obviously very behind on the podcast. I asked him this question, week 14 podcast. He said TBD, and that means
he's changed his status then, because the last time we chatted, he was like, "This is my last year of fantasy football. I'm gonna be in the Air Force next year, and I'm not gonna have time for that." And or maybe like. Maybe she should take Sean's place, because I'm pretty sure he's just at college partying all the time, and he clearly has neglected his fantasy football.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Sean. Yeah. I got to call Sean out here. He's definitely, I mean, some people go and they, you know, they do the freshman 15, and like, oh, I ate too much food. In Sean's case, yeah, he went crazy partying. I think he's been in jail twice. And it shows in his fantasy football performance. He had a powerhouse week in week one. Just blew Joey out of the water that week one. And now he's just he's stuck to the bottle and girls, and it's just the Sean we all know.
I know, right?
Well, we were trying to get Shawnee Boy and Tana Man lined up for this episode as well.
Whoa. So
I might have them on the same episode that you're on here. Just have you as a separate seg. And I wasn't going to announce this. This is kind of a big announcement. I wasn't going to announce this, but I might edit this part out. We got feedback from Illinois Craptastic that they might be one of you on the pod. I don't know if you remember that name.
Whoa. I'm going to just need to listen to that episode.
And he said, look, well, I haven't got him yet. He just has informally said, hey, yeah, I'll be on your pod. I don't know what your goal is here. And I said, there is no goal, dude. We are just going to have a silly convo. And he said, cool, let's do it. And I said, I might say, hey, you gonna play it in VFB5. He starts typing, you know, his answer. I say, whoa, hold your answer. Let's do it on the pod.
What?
Yep.
True.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, Beck. I think I really got to go. Oh, nice. 69 minutes. Okay, let's stay away from that.
Yeah, I don't
that joke.
Wait, that's a joke.
Cut this down to 6.9 minutes, so it'll still be funny.
Awkward.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good talking
maybe
to you. Let's
maybe
do it
next
more
time
often, et cetera,
not
et cetera.
Start when I just woke up at 5 a.m. because I had to pee. Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah.
But this worked out. I liked it. It was fun. I definitely can't wait to listen and see how many edits you've made, because you can't put this whole thing out there. People would like judge us really hard.
For sure. Yeah. That's gonna
good
be
deal.
A squeaky
I'm looking
clean
forward to it.
By the time you hear it. I might even bump Sean and Tan, because you know, they were all kind of, you know, wishy-washy anyways.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I guess we have time.
Hey, I've got all the time in the world.
And now I got a good
January
interview, so.
3rd. Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't
snooze.
I mean, I was up before my alarm clock.
Exactly.
That is the opposite of snoozing. That's
mm-hmm.
me.
That's the definition of a go-getter.
See, I told you she's mean. She's
wow.
Nope. Just my kid.
Are you watching
the
Exorcist?
Shoes on the wrong feet.
No, I listen to ship.
Okay, go find your ship.
I can't.
I think she needs. She's screaming for attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And I gotta find a little teeny tiny tennis shoe that who knows where she has hidden it. So best of luck to you, and have fun editing and re-listening to all of this crazy talk. I mean, as long as you're getting paid,
it's
am
the rest
I right?
Of the day for sure. I'm not gonna work.
All right. Well, yep. Hey, have a Merry right. Christmas right or whatever that. It is you guys do there.
So what did you think about that? You think she's right about what she said? Was she wrong? Do you wish her luck in the championship? What do you think, Jess?
You know, I think she had some really good points. I am going to say, I think she took certain things too far that she didn't need to go as far as she did. Mm. You know, I appreciate the insight, but at the same time, I feel like there was a little bit of I'm on the pod show offiness going on there. And so,
a bit. Yeah. I can see where get that. On to the VFB championships.
I don't know what you said, but maybe this was our ending time. So later pod. Was that right? Was that ending time yet?
You've done a fantastic job this week. Thanks.
I don't know.
I think he knows if he does me wrong, I'll do him dirty in the divorce.